Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant and mild, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, earlier today, Trump's nuclear agreement strengthens Saudi Arabia against Iran and could endanger Israel. Also, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, just in, Nauru will open an embassy in Jerusalem, as announced by the foreign minister. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, police arrested an illegal resident suspected of committing indecent acts on two minors and a young woman in Tel Aviv. Separately, from JNS, earlier this hour, Trump approves a U.S.-Saudi civilian nuclear deal pending a joint study. And finally, from Ynet, earlier today, Netanyahu turns on Haredi allies after a draft deal backfires ahead of the 2026 election. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 reported earlier that three asylum seekers were jailed in the UK for a predatory attack on Brighton Beach. Nadav Eyal, a renowned journalist, shared that Trump has approved a civilian nuclear development with Saudis, which was previously tied to normalization efforts. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, expressed gratitude to Nauru's leadership for deciding to open an embassy in Jerusalem. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Trump-Saudi nuclear agreement. Walla reports that this deal is framed as a long-term energy initiative. However, its strategic implications could shift regional power dynamics, posing a challenge for Israel as it navigates relations with both allies and adversaries. The potential for increased tension in the region remains significant. Turning to the diplomatic move by Nauru, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, the decision to open an embassy in Jerusalem marks a diplomatic win for Israel. This aligns with ongoing efforts to bolster international recognition of Jerusalem as the capital. The move could enhance bilateral relations and stimulate further diplomatic engagement in the region. Meanwhile, the arrest in Tel Aviv highlights ongoing security challenges. Israel Hayom details that police quickly apprehended the suspect at Charles Clore Beach. The incident underscores the importance of vigilance and community security measures in urban areas. In a related development, the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal reported by JNS could impact Middle East stability. The agreement depends on a joint study's outcome, reflecting a cautious approach. For Israel, this underscores the delicate balance of power and diplomacy in regional politics. Finally, Netanyahu's strategic shift, reported by Ynet, signals a political recalibration. As elections approach, he distances from Haredi allies, aiming to regain support from moderate factions. This political maneuver may affect coalition dynamics and electoral outcomes. Turning to business and markets. First, from Walla Business, Israel reveals military advancements, showcasing capabilities from recent conflicts. These innovations spotlight Israel's technological edge in defense sectors. Separately, CTAC reports on Monday.com's decision to cancel reserved shares, indicating a shift in Silicon Valley's SaaS growth strategies. This move reflects broader changes in investment approaches. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a new law imposing significant fines for telephone transaction fraud. This legislation aims to enhance consumer protection and transparency in business practices. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.